Welcome to the Soccer Nonsense Quiz. This is Tali joining you once again with our contender and our champion. So this week, we are joined as usual in the red corner by Ishan. And in the blue corner, we have the challenger, as always.
No, I'm challenging.
I would just take the opportunity. That's
Karan. What's up, guys?
And this week, with the red, the blue, and me, the Toastmasters in white, we are going to do a special on the United States.
Oh, Lord.
Alright, okay. So let's get ready, gentlemen. All the questions this week are themed around the United States
okay. And
football. You might be wondering how we managed to find so many questions to fill an entire quiz.
The question is which football?
But we have. And
is it the one that, is it the X-shaped one which we run around with the hands?
No, not at all, but that was how we came up with the... So this is the anti-Super Bowl episode because we just had the Super Bowl a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is the episode that will now explore other American football, or rather the football that Americans call soccer.
Nonsense.
Or which originally... So that's what the quiz is about. Perfect. So Vishal has given us the perfect cue to go ahead. And we are joined by a impartial neutral observer who will have his say on nothing at all in this quiz. That's Steve out there.
Hello.
Yes,
Steve, it's not
you.
An echo chamber we are testing. It's just
mic check.
All right, gentlemen. So we are set. And we begin with something that the Americans make more complicated than it usually seems. Football formations. They have entire playbooks dedicated to it in American football.
Wait, Louis Van Gaal's American?
But we are starting with the simplest one of them, 4-4-2. So, as you might expect, questions mostly will revolve around Major League Soccer, the World Cup football that was held in the United States, and related questions with the usual dose of nonsense. Okay, so we begin with 4-4-2. First question, 4 answers. We begin with Vishal. And we alternate for the answers, 1 point each. This is an easy one, actually. Just name any 4 clubs from the MLS. Even the cities will do.
LA Galaxy.
The LA Galaxy is the easiest one.
New York Red Bulls.
The New York... Yeah, the New York. New York. Okay, I'll take it.
Toronto.
Toronto, yes. So Toronto. So, technically Canadian, but nonetheless.
You said LA Galaxy already, right?
LA Galaxy.
Now I have to think.
So we are beyond the big cities
now.
And one of them even was Canadian.
Yeah, well... That shows how well football is in America.
Yeah.
Let me think. Footballing cities. You thinking Chicago?
Chicago, yes.
Yep. Duel.
The Chicago Fire, to be precise.
Yep.
And we have, of course, for example, the Philadelphia Union, the Houston Dynamo, the Columbus Crew, Real Salt Lake, Colorado Rapids, Sporting Kansas City. Kansas City, who used to be called the Wizards.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. We also have DC United, though I really do not see how they play football in Washington, D.C.
Well,
they're busy doing other things, aren't they?
So, this round ends in a tie. We go back to the second 4 question. We begin with Karan. We will alternate between the answers. Any 4 venues, so one by one, that were used during the 1994 World Cup football tournament in the United States. Any 4 venues. The cities would do. We don't really need the stadium. That would be a stretch.
Washington.
Washington, yes.
LA.
LA, yes. The
I think
board.
We can just name the same the cities we used between the last.
Tell the final, so let's go back to.
I think Chicago.
Chicago, yes. Soldier Field in Chicago was used.
And...
Okay, and you can't say Toronto because there were no games in Toronto.
I was just going to say that. Colorado.
Colorado. I can't really give it to you.
New Jersey.
They did not. New Jersey is right.
Yeah. So was New it Jersey Denver in Colorado, Colorado then?
They did not use the stadium in Denver either, actually. So, the Giants Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Yeah. So, the New York Giants.
Of course,
stadium,
yeah, I knew that.
Did use it. The other places that were in play,
Seattle?
The Pontiac Silverdome in Detroit, Stanford, Citrus Bowl in Orlando, the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, the Foxborough Stadium in.
So,
Foxborough,
lots of bowls. Lots of bowls.
Big bowls.
Big bowls. Big bowls.
And Washington. DC, that was the RFK Memorial Stadium.
And people wonder why that tournament was so boring.
Because if you were playing?
Tournament wasn't exactly boring. It actually was a pickup from what happened in Italia in 90s. Yeah, so
see, I told you, the route is Italy. Boring
actually,
Italy.
It was a decent tournament till Brazil, and Italy decided to do an Aston Villa in the final. So it was pretty all right. Okay, we move on to the last question.
Yeah.
Two questions. It starts with Vishal, and you can give me both answers at once if you can to snatch a bonus point. We are tied at the moment, 4-each. So you've already... Well, this should be easy, actually. There are three Canadian clubs in the MLS. Give me any two.
Toronto.
And?
And Vancouver.
Is right.
Oh, wow.
So, Toronto FC and the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Those are going to be my same guess. Those are going to be my guesses too, because they had past NBA teams as well.
NBA only.
So, who would be, do you think, is the third team?
Montreal.
It is Montreal.
Do I get a point for that?
No.
And they are,
what do I look like, a charity?
They are incidentally called Impact de Montreal.
Of course.
Of course.
They're so impactful that nobody even notices.
Okay, we go to the next round of questions. These are questions where you can ring in, as in you can just jump in with the answer, open to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, Vishal has a 2-point lead with that bonus point there. And we go to the round called USA, USA.
Oh, everybody's here.
Okay, we begin with the first question. 2011 World Cup final, the Women's World Cup final. Japan versus USA. USA take the lead.
Japan come back to win
2-1. What happens next?
Japan come back to win 2-1.
Yes, Vishal takes the point there. You have to give Vishal the point.
We had to jump in, right?
2-1.
I'm still listening to the question, by the way.
Japan in 2011, very emotional victory.
I'm again, Karan is still nodding.
I know. That was kind of what happened to the US in the injury time of that game, actually, when Japan equalized and then came back to score.
They did a Man United.
The tournament.
It actually does not happen only in football. Otherwise also. Japan comes back.
Yes, and they did come back. It was an emotional victory because it was right after the earthquake.
Yep.
And
the tsunami.
Yep.
Okay. 1994.
Of course.
United States in the World Cup. Which round did they reach and what happened to them?
Quarterfinals, they lost.
Round of 16. Round of 16.
Round of 16 and?
They lost on penalties, yeah.
No, they didn't lose on penalties, but...
So, a golden goal.
Okay, not on golden goal either. I'll give Karan the point.
Yeah.
Round of 16 is correct. Did not reach the quarterfinals. That would have been really huge. And they lost to Brazil 1-0 with a goal from, I think, Romario. It was right towards the end. After they held them goalless for quite some time, which is rather surprising because everybody expected Brazil
to wall up,
steamroll them. Okay. So that is the second question of that round. So we still have a 2-point lead for Vishal. And two more questions coming up. The most valuable player trophy in the MLS is named, now named,
Landon
recently,
Donovan.
Is right. Landon Donovan, the legendary US football player. The US Soccer Hall of Fame must be a really small room, right? Like space for two names out there, especially for the men's team. So Landon Donovan is one of them.
Yeah.
And he is. So it's the Landon Donovan Most Valuable Player trophy on the MVP trophy. Okay, last question. This might not be as easy as it sounds. What did pop star Diana Ross do in the opening ceremony?
She took a penalty, which missed.
That's absolutely right. Good answer there.
Probably that penalty was probably even worse than, I think it was Sergio Ramos's.
Well, to be fair, Sergio Ramos can't sing. But let's just go back. So we should make Sergio Ramos do a Diana Ross karaoke number and then see what happens.
Yeah, probably.
In terms of balancing this out. But this was probably the only World Cup where the first penalty, technically Diana Ross's, and the last, Roberto Baggio's, were both missed.
I don't think her penalty even reached the goal,
but it was missed.
It was like one of the ceremonial first pitches which does not even reach the catcher. That's the kind of thing they wanted to do, but evidently, again, proving how much they knew about
football,
soccer,
exactly,
football 20 years ago. This is what happened. Okay, we now move over to the final round. Again, this round also, all questions are open. You can jump in. Vishal, I think, has
three.
2-point lead. Yeah, Karan got the last one.
Yeah.
So still a 2-point lead and still enough chances for you, Karan, to come back into this quiz, the Circus Nonsense Quiz USA edition. All right. So these are 5 questions here. This round is called Tiki-Taka because I will make a lot of connections which ultimately will mean nothing.
I think now I should start playing the game. It makes more sense.
So nonetheless, you'll have to give me the last connection at the end of the answer. The connections are not necessarily very related or very logical, but they're factually correct.
Thanks, Parsa.
This is exactly like Tiki-Taka. Yeah. Well, the first one, in the 1994 World Cup, mm-hmm. which was held in the USA, of course you know that, Team USA's first match was against Switzerland, who at that point of time were coached by Roy Hodgson, who currently is the coach of England, who in 1950
was
World
born.
Cup were beaten by?
In 1950 was
England.
Were beaten. England were
by
beaten.
Switzerland?
No, it wasn't. No, Switzerland.
By USA. By USA.
It is USA.
Oh, wait, I got it.
Good point for Vishal. They were beaten by the USA. So as I said, this is basically Tiki-Taka. We start and come back to the same point, ultimately having proven nothing. Okay, that's an extra point for Vishal. Karan, so you'll have to get that. This should be an easy one for you, Karan.
Oh, really?
Because it concerns your club.
Okay, of course. Thank you very
so
much.
So, Roberto Baggio, who missed that penalty in USA 94, played for Juventus, who just released Sebastian Giovinco, who will be joining?
Toronto.
I got it. Vishal, again, jumps into that faster than Giovinco jumped into the Toronto offer, I think.
Yeah, but...
Or rather, Juventus fans were happy to make him jump into that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He does not mind conceding that point to me as long as Juventus is
Please take it.
So that point goes to Vishal. We have 3 more questions to go though, I think.
Hey, that's a point.
Okay. In 2003, FIFA banned something that... U.S. women's soccer star Brandi Chastain...
Removing their t-shirt?
Yes. 1 point for Karan. Brandi Chastain, in a very emotional moment in 1999, and in an iconic image, removed her t-shirt. The consequences were that this kind of became a big deal, and FIFA, as usual, the killjoys that they are, went ahead
seriously?
And banned it.
Yeah.
So now you get a yellow card for taking your shirt off.
I'd have made it mandatory.
Of course... In 2022 in Qatar, they're making it simpler. They're saying you can play with your shirt off if you want. Okay, we go to the next question. Karan snatches a point there, so you're still in it. This is the penultimate question here. All right. The nominee in the women's Ballon d'Or this year
was
an American legend.
What was her name?
Mia Hamm.
It was Mia Hamm. That's a good answer though, but not correct.
I don't remember her name.
You don't remember her name, so... Yeah. She scored in that World Cup final versus Japan, the one that you were talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Earlier.
Oh, what was her name? No. Do you know her name?
So, no. So yeah, let me make this question a little simpler. So, Abby Wambach was the name.
Okay.
Scored in the World Cup final versus Japan, where the Men's World Cup was held in 2002.
Where South Korea. And Japan.
Yeah, so South Korea and Japan, where this Brazilian won
Ronaldo.
The most valuable player, Ronaldo is right. So one more point for Karan, and that brings us to the last one. We're still close.
Nah, I won.
Okay. The best thing you can say to somebody at the end of the day is well done, is a quote from Alex Ferguson, which is the starting quote of a case study that is discussed
Howard.
On Sir Alex Ferguson at Harvard. Yes, 1 point to Vishal. Of course, he was not missing out on that one. Sir Alex, question. Started at Harvard Business School. It's a great case. It's a very fun case.
Yep.
And in fact, he has also addressed Harvard students as well. So that brings us to an end of this special edition Made in USA quiz. And we have our winner, which is just by 2 points, I think.
3.
I won.
He won.
Wins by 3 points. That's Vishal. So, but nonetheless, like they say in the US, there are no red states, there are no blue states, there are only the United States. So this is the United and States like of soccer nonsense.
Yes, signing and they still get surprised when they say you can draw on football.
You can still get a tie. Nonetheless, this is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
Good luck next time. And our champion, Who's Vishal. And thank you for joining us there, Stevie.
You're welcome.
Although you really did not add much value at all.
Yes.
You won, bro. You won. You're
Yay!
Just like the US in 94, Stevie won all the hearts.
Thank you.
Goodbye from Soccer Nonsense for this week. We'll see you next week.
Pray for United.